The Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, thus I have heard once the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha at Vulture Peak Mountain, together with a great gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At the time the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination, and at the same time noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita. So in this way he saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature, then through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Ashura son, our daughter of noble family, trainer who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita. Addressed in this way, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, a son, our daughter of noble family, who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita, should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature, form as empty. Emptiness is also form, emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. The Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics, there is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity and no purity, there is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no dharmas, no eye, dhatu, abtu, no mind, dhatu, no dhatu of dharmas, no mind, consciousness, dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, abtu, no old age, and that no end of old age, and that no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear, they transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awakened to unsurpassable true complete enlightenment. Therefore the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra that comes with suffering, should be known as true, since there is no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way: Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoa, Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoa, Om Gate Gate Para Gate Parasamgata Bodhisattva, the Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that Samadhi and praised noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good Guru, son of noble family, thus it is, O son of noble family, thus it is, one should practice the profound Prajnaparamita, just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice when the Blessed One has said this. Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world with his gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.